You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It also speaks to Paul's men's basketball team is having a ticket drop for their game against St. John's next Wednesday, February 19th at Wintrust Arena. You know exactly where that is in your hood, in my old hood. Go to DePaulBlueDemons.com/promo, then enter code Kane, Canes25, to claim up to 4 free tickets and discounts. Presented by Raising Canes in Lincoln Park. Offer valid while supplies last.
St. John's, real good. Maybe the best team in the Big East. It is Spiegel and Holmes here on 670 The Score. That hot DePaul chatter. Tell you what, Dustin.
I'm going to keep that part out of the air, Chuck.
Thank you, buddy. Dustin Rhodes. He likes stuff. Sometimes he doesn't like stuff. Either way, we find that really interesting. Here's what's bothering him.
Just 33 days until the Cubs open their season in Japan, but our guy Bruce Levine reporting that Craig Counsell has not made a decision on the second starting pitcher. Counsell has said Shota Imanaga will start one of the games, but not which one, and he said that he'll likely use 4 starters in the 2 games, so who starts the opener? Is there a doubt?
No, there's no doubt. There's no controversy. There's very little suspense here, guys. This is... We don't really have anything to wonder about. It's going to be Justin Steele.
So why can't Craig just say that, David?
I don't know.
Why can't he said that, of course, Shota will pitch because it's quote-unquote mandated.
He's kidding, though. Okay. It's not mandated by the Japanese government or anything or by the Cubs, MLB's... He's being tongue-in-cheek.
Oh, he's hilarious.
Well, but why is this such a thing? First of all, you know how I feel about opening day starters.
Because he's asked a direct question, and he has to go cloak and dagger.
I agree with you. It is a big deal.
Why can't he just tell us that Shota's going to start one of the games and Justin Steele's going to start the other? Why is that so secret? State secrets. We're hiding that from the Japanese media. Let's throw him off. We're going to start Ben Brown in game 2, and then in the 3rd inning, we're going to come from behind tactically, and we're going to bring in Justin Steele. That'll screw up the Dodgers lineup. We got him on the ropes. They're supposed to be the champs.
Could it be as simple as they haven't thrown a pitch yet?
Yes! Mully! Top rope, Mully! Justin Steele threw for the first time today. Who knows how he felt? Who knows how it's going to go as he ramps up towards that possible Japan start? He's a very important guy. Got to make sure he feels good. Shota, you definitely want him to make sure that he can pitch in Japan because it'd be cool. And also, Shota's a veteran, longtime guy, knows how to do all this.
We just got to get them back for, like, December of 1941 and just not tell them at all. Just surprise them.
What happened then?
Pearl Harbor, Kenny.
Come from behind. Okay. To come from behind. Exactly. Oh, my God. He's the best.
Too soon, Shane.
Exactly. Too soon. Exactly.
Yeah. Wait, keep talking about Bill Cosby, too.
Longer than 84 years. He's Anthony Aaron. What a pleasure, dude. Thank you so much.
Always fun.
Nice to see you. Mark Grody's back tomorrow. As we are in the missing Lawrence Holmes formation. Speaks and Grody tomorrow. And, you know, thank you so much to our guest. Dave Wannstedt, who was in a terrific mood. And
Why shouldn't he be?
Right? He was a delight. And thank you also to Rob Bradford, who was on the show earlier today. Rami Makhlouf is next. He's got NFL Draft Scout coming up on the show. He's got Bruce Levine on the show. Be listening to Rami. He will kill it on The Score tonight. We will be back with you tomorrow. Thank you to Shane. Thank you to Tanny. Have a good evening, everybody.
How you doing, buddy? Have a good day. All right.
That's it. All right, guys. Didn't mean to bother you.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.